You're a confident young Australian male growing up in an exciting modern world. A world filled with new challenges and a world filled with women. That's right, women. Look, here come some now. Look at them going about their business. I know what you're thinking. What I'd give to make love to one of these delightful creatures. I bet they go off like a firecracker in the sack. Well, they do. But only if you, the gentleman caller, remember to observe a few simple, standard procedures. It's not uncommon for the modern woman to insist on being accompanied to a nightclub, or, in extreme cases, a restaurant, as a kind of prelude to doing the business. In skilled hands, this formality can be dispensed with fairly swiftly, so that you and your prospective partner may adjourn to a nearby travel lodge, or, if appropriate, shag and wagon. After arriving at the location chosen for the prospective entanglement, your partner may insist on some kind of preliminary conversation. Don't be put off. Careful selection of phrases, not to mention verbal enhancement of one's own recent achievements, may actually increase one's chances of doing the nasty. Before too long, both parties may opt to commence discarding items of clothing. At this point, the gentleman is liable to experience certain undulations occurring within the underpant. And it would seem one's goal is in sight, assuming one is replete with the correct contraceptive apparatus. If not, one may be required to repair to a nearby pharmacy to obtain the necessary items. Chances are this journey will be both mood-destroying and fraught with peril. Timing will be of the essence, and to avoid embarrassment, the modern gentleman needs to have his wits about him at all times. With the unpleasant transaction out of the way, one can finally turn one's attention and skills toward the art of lovemaking. Your female companion will doubtless opt for a lengthy, sensual experience, rich in variety and expertise. You, however, will probably prefer a different approach altogether. After what may seem like minutes, and often is, the process may be brought to a swift conclusion. And here occurs perhaps the most important part of the entire evening's exertions. While your female companion basks in the afterglow, it is incumbent on you, as the gentleman, to race immediately to one's local tavern, relate the entire story, and accept the ensuing acclaim with grace and good humour. Congratulations, young sir. You've made a man of yourself. May the beast of two backs visit you often, but not during the footy.